Okay, now in this short, we're going to take a look at one other building block of our programs, in this case, variables. And variables simply containers for some value that can change over time. So let's say I want to make a guessing game where the user can guess some number, and I'll tell them if they guess correctly or incorrectly. Now, it would be probably worthwhile to have some way of referring to the user's guess in my program. What number did they guess? And that is a great use case for a variable. So I want to make a variable in Python. I can do it by typing the variable's name first. So what's a good name for this variable? I might say something like just guess. So guess is the name of our variable, our container for the value that they're going to give us that we can store over time. So I'll call this guess here. And now I want to assign this container called guess some value, some number to hold as the user's guess. So let's say the first guess by the user is 10. I could store that value 10 by saying guess equals 10. And this equal sign doesn't necessarily say that guess is equal to 10 now, but more so that we're going to assign this value 10 to be inside the container that we're going to call guess. And now that I've done that, if I want to print out the guess, see what is inside this container, I can do that on line 2. I could say print guess. Now I'll say Python of guess.py, and I should see 10 printed back out to me on the screen. Now variables come really powerful when we combine them with things like functions. So let's try to make our own function that can get a user's guess. Now one way to do this is to define some new function, and I might call it maybe like getGuess. So I'll say def, define me a function called getGuess, and it will take no inputs. But I'll then, inside this function, define myself a variable called guess. And I'll set it equal to 10 here, just like I did before. And now I'll have that function return to me, as we saw in the return value short, this guess here, return guess itself. Now down below, I could say print get guess, just like this, which will run the get guess function and then print the return value, which in this case is this variable called guess. So I'll say Python of guess.py, and I should see 10 again. Now, it would be not a great program if the user had to open up guess.py and change their guess every time. So ideally, we would actually let them type in their guess in the terminal. And there is a function for this called input in Python. So I could set this variable, instead of being equal to the number 10, equal to whatever the user types in at the terminal. And I could say input, just like this, enter a guess. So now, before we assign this variable called guess a value, we'll run the input function. We'll print this text, enter a guess, and whatever the user types in will be now stored in this variable called guess. So let's try it. I'll say Python of guess.py, and now I'll type in 20, and I should see I printed out 20. So that means that the return value of get guess is 20. What if I did Python of guess.py again, and I entered 5? Well, in that case, it seems like the return value of getGuess changes as I type in numbers here. So that's pretty handy for me. Now, what if I also had a way to compare the guess against some actual number here? Well, I could go ahead and define the main part of my program and get working on the functionality to check the number that the user actually gave us. So I'll say define the main function now. And inside of here, I'll maybe make a new variable called guess, guess equals, and then say get guess. So now what's going to happen is get guess will run, and its value will be assigned to the guess variable here. Now one question you might have is that it seems like I'm using these variables guess multiple times, and isn't that something I shouldn't be doing? Well, it turns out that because these variables are inside of different functions, they can be used in different contexts, in which case they will never refer to that same value. They can be separated, let's say, by these two functions. So now I'll go ahead and I will run Python of guess.py. Actually, before I do that, let me go ahead and actually run the main function down below. And let me try to run Python of guest.py. And I'll see enter a guess. I'll type 10. Nothing yet, but I haven't really printed anything over here. So I'm going to go ahead and now print the guess I got from the user. And now I see 10 overall. And again, this works because these two variables are inside of what we call different scopes. This variable is inside the scope of this function, getGuess, whereas this guess variable is inside the scope of this function called main. So let's go ahead and actually compare the number here. And the number I'm thinking of is a number called 50. So I'll say if guess is equal to 50, why don't I go ahead and print correct, just like this. Or let's say maybe the guess isn't 50. In this case, I'll print incorrect, just like that. So now this is our program in its entirety. And this here simply is a question we're asking. If guess is equal to the number 50, we'll print out correct. If it's not, we'll print out incorrect. So now I'll go ahead and I will run Python of guess.py, hit enter, and I'll say, maybe I'm going to guess 50. But I get incorrect. So it seems like I typed in the number 50, but when I went to check if guess equals this number 50, didn't seem to see that it is that same number. Now, this is a bit of a tricky scenario if you're new to programming, but it's also one that kind of shows us the different kinds of variables we can have. Now, it turns out that in Python, there are many types of variables you can have, one of them being like an integer, as in like this number 50 here, and one of them being a string, where a string is some collection of characters. And in this case, when I use the input function, I'm actually getting not the integer 50, but the string of numbers like 50. So to illustrate this real quick here, I'll say this is the number 50, but this is the string 50. And if I were to say, does 50 equal the string 50? I would get back that they actually don't equal each other. So this is an example of different variable types. And it's often useful to compare variables of the same type, because if you were comparing, like let's say the word cat to the number 50, it doesn't quite make sense. So let's try to actually convert the result of the input function to a whole number. And I can do that by using this function called int, which takes some text and converts it to, or at least tries to convert it to, a whole number, like 50 or 25, for instance. So now I will store inside of this guess variable, inside the getGuess function, the number 50. And then later on, I'll compare that number 50 against the number 50 down below. So I'll say Python of guess.py, hit enter, and I'll say 50, and now I see it's correct. I'll say Python of guess.py, and let me try now 25, and I guess incorrect. Let's say I want the user, though, to actually type in the, like 50, for instance, or 10, just like this. That would be an example of a string, not some whole number, like an integer. So I could change my program. I could simply revert the int from this, and now it'll give me just plain text. And I could compare. I could say, is guess equal to this string called 50? I could check that. I'll say Python guess.py, and now I'll say 50, and that seems to be correct. I could say Python guess.py and guess 10, and that seems to be incorrect. So the type of variable you use often depends on the context. And as you go off and write more programs, hopefully you get to see how powerful variables can be and what type might best suit you for each scenario.